Flanked by Democratic Party heavy hitters, including former Governor Christine Gregoire, Murray took the podium to give what sounded very much like the speech of a winner, even though he didn't formally declare victory.
Thank you, Seattle!
State Senator Murray, who would be Seattle's first openly gay mayor, promised to represent all of the city and reached out to those who voted for his opponent, incumbent Mayor Mike McGinn.
To those who fought hard for the mayor's reelection, I want to paraphrase Abraham Lincoln. We are not enemies but friends. Though passions may have strained, they must not break the bonds of friendship.
A few blocks away at Mayor Mike McGinn's election night party, the mood was subdued but no less passionate. For his part, the mayor, while not conceding the race, acknowledged the likely outcome.
And we know we're probably going to have to be calling up Ed Murray to congratulate him at some point. We know that that's a big, big thing to turn around. Not yet? Okay, not yet.
McGinn told his supporters they could be proud of what had been accomplished in the last 4 years, from paid sick leave to a plan for building more transit.
One of my backgrounds is the Sierra Club, and one of the rules is you have to leave a place better than when you found it. Right?
For his part, Ed Murray pledged continued support for nearly all of McGinn's agenda. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.